Donald Trump isn't the only one under the spell of Greenland. Artist Mariella Neudecker first went there in 2012, and the place shows up repeatedly in her work, work in which glacial topographies and planetary flux feature, sometimes via eerie tanks inside which we can observe versions of our own world, sometimes via videos, paintings, or sculptural ice flows that spill into the gallery space. Neudecker's first Irish survey show has just opened at Limerick City Gallery of Art, and Culture Files' Áine Gallagher went there for the install.
I just put everything that doesn't go anywhere else in this is growing archive that I take out and add things from to do with the optic. But nothing is really finished.
Because we're still installing.
But actually that room is
a space where landscape kind of becomes really raw nature, or a sort of representation of human interest in nature that becomes landscape. And it's a sort of question that I really enjoy, this sort of, where does humanity stop having an impact, or is it everywhere? And in some way, it's kind of that quest to prove almost that there is no longer any wilderness. And that is really underlying a lot of the projects, I think, to sort of take a whole lot of cameras and technology into this landscape demonstrates my interest in exactly that point. Where does landscape stop being human, or where does it become a natural kind of phenomenon? And to be honest, even though up in the Arctic, I was almost proved right to think that there's no such thing as a wilderness, because everything was sort of not only melting, but it was tainted by human influence in some way. I travelled to Greenland in 2012, and that was a sort of result of quite a long process of actually not thinking that I need to go to these places at all. And then I met somebody who was connected to the hunters and really got me interested to go out there to the edge of civilization and lose contact with any data, if I can possibly even do that. And I realized I can't really. That was sort of my quest, was to run out of battery power. I took 12 cameras, different levels of the high definition, lower definition, digital, and then analog, and then pinholes, and just sort of,
even though there are so many different kinds of work, like sculpture and photography and print and painting, video work, so I mean it sounds like it could be a lot, but it doesn't feel like a huge mix of mediums. I guess maybe that's because the subject matter is so specific.
Yeah, it's something that I've always somehow maintained. It's this sort of variety of sculpture and painting and all sorts of different pieces, sound pieces. We haven't got a sound piece here, but I've kind of often gone to a point where maybe I spend several months in my overalls in the workshop, and then I really prefer to edit a film. Or I've always worked in these sort of weird patterns where I really enjoy making very different types of work, but they somehow held together by very similar interests in the sort of subjectivity, the invisible, this sublime and sort of romantic imagery, and how that is relevant today and things like that. This was for a bigger space initially, but I came back from Greenland and there was this sort of 10 by 10 meters room, but I was really keen to make something more experimental and sort of almost like, oh, I want to see this fast in the studio. And then it became a piece. And the videos, they kind of, supposedly anyway, shift the whole space up and down slowly. That it's like an ice sheet that's kind of trying to make you feel slightly unstable. Because these two films, when they are switched simultaneously, they will sort of be in sync and move you kind of this way. This thing would move this way, and then it all switches back to moving that way. So you're constantly in this motion. I absolutely think it's an important thing to make people very aware of their subjective readings and understandings, and also from the sort of for the viewers and for the visitors to really not underestimate them and find a way to not preach them or teach them. You know, that's actually, it's a really delicate one, because you find yourself very quickly in that whole conversation about climate change and political messages. And in some way, I want the work to be beyond that and something else. I'm sort of often part of those exhibitions. I often in that weird situation where I feel a hypocrite, because I've got children, I drive a car, I have all sorts of reasons why I have to be careful to make political messages as part of my work, which I really quite clearly don't want to be. But the the sort of subjectivity of our perception and of the kind of understanding and reading into images, I think, is a really important one to understand. Getting a bit paranoid about coming back with all these beautiful images of icebergs, because it wasn't all about that either. You know, like amazing sort of beautiful pictures. And I was getting a bit worried about that, and I felt that there was this sort of underbelly that was actually really dark and often quite horrible, what was happening to the culture. Yeah, this is the tank room. Four tanks, two of them quite old and two of them quite new, very new. This one is the newest, the Arctic one. Most of the tanks are based on paintings, but they are so kind of subjective and fictional often that I picked the ones where it became a sort of, where it often is a familiar place that you recognize, like the mountains, but that would be the tank behind there. It's so based on a mixed images of mountains, how we perceive mountains and imagine them.
And it feels very imaginary, but in a very real way.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm interested in, I suppose.
Is it important for you that while your work represents these landscapes or the things that you want them to represent correctly, is it important that your work is also beautiful?
That's interesting. It's an interesting question. What is beautiful? And it is important that there is a certain quality to them and that you might be able to call them beautiful as well. And I'm sure the tanks are actually really beautiful and they have so many surprises about them that people discover, but also that kind of subjectivity of what you would call beautiful is already a good question to start with. And a lot of the images that you recognize in the tanks are to do with beautiful experiences, maybe. And that's where the whole thing makes sense to me, the whole project, because people have their own interpretation. And they're probably in themselves not even that beautiful. It's just what we attach to them is. So it's kind of, often that's the point where it's interesting and how that can also collapse, because you then realise it's actually only bits of silicone and bits of rope. Do you know? So in a way, I want both. I want this to be beautiful and also quite a kind of realisation that it's only what it is and that you making it what it is in your head.
Artist Mariella Neudecker there talking to Áine Gallagher, and Neudecker's sediment exhibition is at Limerick City Gallery of Art until the 17th of November.